Before I preach about humility, I want to brag about something I did on Friday afternoon. I went to the side of the house where the hose is connected to begin watering some of the plants. I noticed there was some mud on the window to the basement in the window well. And I looked into the window well, and there's a small bunny trapped. My first idea was to put a plank of wood down into the window well, but the wood was about 4 inches wide and the angle was too steep. I soon realized that bunnies are not as smart as Lassie, the wonder dog of days gone by, and the angle was too steep, so the bunny wasn't doing anything. Another bright idea. Tied a string to a plastic bucket and took a broom out of the garage, lowered the bucket into the window well on its side, tried to coax the little bunny into the bucket. Bunny would have nothing to do with that. Began to run around or hop around the bucket. Then the bunny began to panic and began to hop or jump, and jumped fairly high. In fact, that's how the window got muddy. It was jumping, evidently trying to get out of the window well. So while it's jumping, I turn the bucket right side up. It jumps inside the bucket. I lift the bunny out of the window well and set the bunny free on the lawn or on the stones outside of the air conditioning units. That's exactly what all the bunnies in the neighborhood did. They thumped for joy. Brooms, buckets, and bunnies. Who would have thought here in Hollidaysburg? I strongly suspect that Jesus was never invited back to the home of the leading Pharisee for dinner. You might wonder how come. First, he insults the guests. Then he insults his host. The parable he tells the guest is not a cute one about a lost sheep or a touching one about the prodigal son. He notices the guest choosing places of honor. And so he tells a parable about not choosing places of honor. To those who exalt themselves, to those who lift themselves up, he tells them to be humble, to go sit at the lowest place. And then he turns to his host and he says, next time you throw a feast, Mr. Leading Pharisee, don't invite these people. Invite the poor, the lame, the blind, the cripple. Invite folks that can't pay you back. And you might have noticed the banquet seems to have just begun. Can you imagine the tension and the mumbling? I wonder if Jesus was asked to leave. Banquets served several functions at the time of Jesus. At their most basic level, they were practical. During a time where there wasn't refrigeration, imperishable food did not last for long. While they did have some forms of preserving food, mostly through salting, folks had to consume what was harvested fairly soon after it was harvested. In fact, weddings often took place after the harvest season because food was so plentiful. Banquets were also an opportunity to demonstrate your wealth. The ability to host a feast meant that your family had access to land and to labor. Banquets could also be used to show off who you're connected to in the days before Facebook. One's guests would be visible to others gathered at table. Banquets were a place to be seen and noticed. And finally, when you threw a banquet and you were a guest, you were invited to pay back. Relatives, friends, and the elite were expected to invite those friends and relatives to their own house for a banquet. And Jesus might have been one of the important guests invited by the leading Pharisee. While banquets and feasting can be so much fun and have so many benefits, the Lord noticed that they can also be used to be competitive, manipulative, and calculating. Our passage from the Gospel of St. Luke, as well as our reading from the book of Sirach, speaks of God giving us the advice to conduct ourselves with a little bit of humility. Self-exaltation has become socially acceptable for so many. In fact, it's almost encouraged. Bragging or acting if we're better than, smarter than, wealthier than everybody else is not only impolite, but can also be offensive and downright obnoxious. Our Lord calls us to a life of humility, and humility is a type of honesty. We recognize our gifts, but we also recognize our weaknesses, and there's a balance in how we see ourselves. But our Lord's call to humility is also accompanied by an invitation to pay attention to those who are hurting, struggling, or vulnerable. Humility and self-giving are to be characteristics of the Christian community. But today's readings are primarily not about manners and who should be invited to dinners. They are primarily concerned about the lifestyle of Jesus. He humbled himself to become human. He humbled himself to the point of dying on the cross. He humbles himself still by becoming bread and wine, his Eucharistic presence among us. And at this Eucharist, we once again approach the living God. This assembly joins the assembly in heaven in offering our praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Here, we remember and we experience that new covenant that was created by the blood of Jesus Christ, a covenant, a relationship that resulted from the humiliating passion of Jesus and his glorious resurrection. Our communion with him this Sunday morning in this dining room provides the grace to be humble and the strength we need to respond to those who might need our help, especially to those who cannot return the favor.